Welcome to our Fall Sacred Reading Series. Sacred reading is a blending together of reading the Bible and praying. We enter into a quiet place in our heart and invite the Spirit to join us there. As we listen to the scriptures being read, we allow them to speak into our life right now. We allow the words of God to read our lives and speak to us right where we are in this moment. First, take some time to settle yourself. Find a comfortable, alert position. Perhaps turn your palms upward to signal an openness to receive from the Spirit. Breathe deeply and slowly, breathing in, breathing out. As you do this, release the cares of the day and open your heart and mind to the Spirit. Make this time an offering to Jesus, knowing that He is eager to spend time with you. As you listen to this week's passage this first time, give the words your full attention. Let them sink into your heart. Notice if a phrase grabs your attention. There will be a short pause after each reading. Romans 12:14-16. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Listen as the passage is read again. Does one phrase seem more relevant to today than others? If so, let the rest of the passage go and focus in on it. Ponder it. Consider what it might have to say to your current life. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. On this third reading, ask God a question. Perhaps why it matters, or how you need to respond to the passage. Try to be honest and real. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. On this final reading, the work is done. Just sit in God's presence for a minute or two. Be with Jesus, feeling no pressure to speak. Jesus loves you just as you are and wants you to know this truth right in the core of your being. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.